Both Sudanese rebels and the Sudanese government criticized a United Nations report this week that said 70,000 people had been killed and more than 1.8 million forced from their homes by the conflict in Darfur. The report went on to say that the killings of black farmers and their families in Darfur did not amount to genocide, despite assertions from human rights groups and the United States. Canada's Lieutenant General Roméo Dallaire commanded UN forces in Rwanda in 1993 and 1994, when a 100-day genocide killed more than 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus. He could not persuade the UN to authorize military action that would stop that violence. In the years since, General Dallaire has become an outspoken conscience, speaking about the lessons of Rwanda and now Sudan. His book, Shake Hands with the Devil, has just been published in the United States. General Dallaire joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
What was your reaction to the UN report?
A disappointment in the sense that it didn't go for the jugular, if one would say. That is to say that actually using the terminology of genocide and interpreting it within the general statement that genocide does offer us to be able to do. But then on the other side, both in 1994 and last fall here in the United States, it was called a genocide and there was absolutely no action taken.
Recognizing that all situations have their own truth and are different, do you look at Darfur today and find a lot of Rwanda brought back to you?
Darfur and the reaction to Darfur is sort of like a real punch in the nose, in the sense that, look, it's happening again, and what I'm getting is just people conducting similar exercises as they did then. And so it's sort of like somebody punching me in the nose saying, oh, you know, you might be right, but we're not interested, so shut up. And the political maneuverings, the diplomatic maneuverings, the sanctions and so on that the international community is fiddling with, even the use of the term genocide by the world power, is so similar to what happened in Rwanda. And also the Khartoum government is also demonstrating how skilled and knowledgeable these leaders in developing countries are, because they're playing us for suckers and we're dancing all around as they continue to manipulate and deny and so on. But what will be worse, I think, now is that the African Union has been goaded so much over the last 10 years to regionally take care of itself, mm-hmm. is that it's going to go in, it's going to fail, and we're going to establish a situation of difficulty of credibility in the African Union to actually take their situations in hand.
In your judgment, General, what could make a difference?
Nothing less than intervention. Intervention without destroying the Khartoum government. I think the Khartoum government should stand. Its moderates should be supported. The pressures on the government should continue. But concurrently, as we work our way with them, you need troops on the ground to, one, provide protection to those places where people are at risk. Two, to assist in material means and also in security for the humanitarian effort and the bringing back of the displaced people and the refugees to their homes. Three, actually have troops dedicated to hunt out the Janjaweed and the government forces and the rebels from the other side and neutralize them. They don't go in and wipe them out. To neutralize them so that the judicial processes and so on can take on. And the weakness right now in Darfur is that the middle powers have not stepped up to the plate and offered capabilities to the African Union and to the UN.
And then this would be the likes of Canada, Italy, Australia.
Germany, Japan, they haven't shown their hand at all. Now, the big arguments that are being presented is of course, since the last couple of years with the Muslim factor is that nobody wants to go in because of the Muslim concern. I think that middle powers reinforcing the African Union have enormous amount of credibility and no baggage of any sort of ulterior motive than human rights that can go in.
General, I've got to ask you about something in an observation in your book that it's at the heart of your book, which you say your time in Rwanda convinced you there was a God.
Yes.
Because you saw the devil at work.
Negotiated with him. Shaked his hand. Yes. There is no doubt in my mind that because I'm a Catholic and the expression of evil to me is through the devil at work and possessing human beings and turning them into machines of destruction, that I also sensed in my efforts that there was another entity which, of good, of positive, that was trying to support me or providing me with some assets. And one of the evenings in my office, I was looking out the window, and my senses felt that something was there with me that shifted me. I think that evil and good are playing themselves out, and God is monitoring and looking at how we respond to it.
A lot of people in your position would get as far away from this kind of work as they could.
Yes. When I left Rwanda, not only with a sense of enormous responsibility of failure of the mission and my ability to prevent what happened, but I also left with a determination that I would never let the Rwandan genocide die. You know, on one occasion I fell into a ditch, and you're literally up to your waist in dead bodies. You just don't wash that away. And I don't think I have the right to do that.
General Romeo Dallaire, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lieutenant General Romeo Dallaire is currently a fellow at the Carr Center for Human Rights at Harvard. And you can read an excerpt from his book, Shake Hands with the Devil, at our website, npr.org.